Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills.
Hallelujah. Sit down for a moment. Proverbs 25, 25. Proverbs 25, 25. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. I prophesy that you are going to receive good news from a far country. Let's all stand to our feet and pray concerning Proverbs 25, 25, that God should send you good news from a far country.
Yes, Lord. Zolia mana chazara bikotari andala baba rabiste limnanto kobolande lojobalingle radabisto la mayansa kandele bela rabisto riamba kapala shende lebea razukeli abaraboko shandabaya labadise kolapa chikalambrela rinchende sumre remenasule melechebaluga sambra dilemoya maliso riamba kute laba iara baba soria bala baba andele bela Cassayana la baba, Losilia Paratizo, Losilia Paracende, Losilia Maricostola, Lepilia Pacesoriana, Lepilia Michelo, Lepilia Machele, Lepilia Malomba, Lepilia Masicaba, Lapele la Sola, Iria Bacassone le Beba, Iara Bacassayana Baya, Esa Tote Copaba, Esa Tote Capala Baba, Goodness Lord. Everybody lift your hands and let God send you good news this morning. Let God send you good news in this month. Let God send you good news in this year. Let God send you good news. Mashani Bayali, Mashani Bayali, Mashani Bayali, Mashani Bayali, Mashaka Papato, Ipaliega, Mashamne, Mizalame, Masamane, Machibayale, Rasta Kondeva, Arabandeleve, Ishandeleve. Maskiva, Bastole, Ia Paraboya Shandava, Matatuyeva, Rapando, Ia Pando, Machapando, Rasapando, Ia Pando, Rasapando, Natile, Repestoria, Ayembo, Michela, Rakisola, Matesola, Rabasola, Ikolomasola, Rapide, Machige, Masoge, Rateva, Machali Kapaya, Ia Bakapande, Ascende boba, whatever your good news is, somebody appropriate it. Whatever your good news is, it is not far. You can appropriate it, you can receive it, you can lift your hands and grab it. Whatever your good news is, Masheka, Radiosa, Vichabalo, Mechabile, Rastekoma, Mayapalo, Reseka, Iatendo, Mashkeima, Rapaya, Ishabaya, Ishamigola, Ikatoria, Rabeso, Mashkeino, Ikaruba, Mapaya. Meshontonde. Ikabarali andabaya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many believe that God can give cold waters to a thirsty soul?
I believe.
Yeah. How many believe that God can bring you good news?
I believe.
From a far country.
I believe.
What kind of good news do you want to hear from a far country? God is sending his angel. This morning I was praying. I said to the Lord, when I mention the town, send an angel to that town.
Amen.
Lift your hands. Holy
lift
hands.
My hands.
Whatever is good. Maybe Jesus. It's even a person.
Jesus.
Maybe it's even a person.
Jesus.
From a far country.
Jesus.
That is going to come into your life.
Yes.
That person is the actual good
yes.
news.
Yes.
Father, let good news hey. Begin to come towards your children.
Hey.
From afar. Come on, Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
You may be seated. Isaiah 60.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. How many believe that this can happen practically?
Yes, I believe.
Your sons can come from far.
Yes.
Verse 5. Then thou shalt see and flow together.
Hallelujah.
Kayamula Satema.
I receive it.
And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee.
Hallelujah.
And the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. That is the strength of the nations.
Wow.
Shall come to thee. Dollars will come to you.
Amen.
Euros will come to you.
Amen.
Sefa will come to you.
I receive it.
Naira will come to you.
I receive it.
Pounds will come to you.
I receive it.
All types of different national type of dollars.
I receive it.
Coming to you. The forces of the Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Shall come unto thee. Kadema satabala.
I receive it.
The multitude of camels shall cover thee. Camel was the form of transportation in those days. Today we don't use camel. We use camel in a zoo. But we use cars. The multitude of cars shall cover thee. Your house will have minimum of 4 cars.
I receive it.
They shall come from Sheba. And they shall bring gold and incense. And they shall show forth the praises of the Lord.
Wow.
So sometimes God wants to bless you.
Yeah.
And from far, he will call the blessing to come from far away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will call the blessing from where?
Far.
Far away. Yeah. That is why in our ministry, he calls us to go from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the uttermost. If you stay in one place, you often lose. You see, the Spirit is moving. He moves. So when you get stuck, you are stuck in the mud. And you don't see many of the things that God has for you. You know, one of the things to become a bishop in our church is you need to be broad-minded. You get it? And to be broad-minded, you need to travel. When you don't travel, you don't understand. You know, a brother was telling me the other day that my book on how to neutralize curses. In fact, 2 brothers told me that. How to neutralize curses. He didn't understand it. Then he traveled to a certain country whose name begins with one of the alphabets. Yes. When he came back, he said, I believe in the book. I cannot find any explanation. Then another brother also told me he traveled to a certain island whose name begins with an alphabet also. Both of them are in the alphabet. And he said, there is no explanation for what is there. So, when you are, when you travel, you become broad-minded. When you go places, you understand why. One brother, a little narrow-minded, was questioning why I was doing crusades in all these countries. It's because you haven't been there and you wouldn't know. If Christianity is at university level in Ghana, it's at primary school in many parts of Africa or nursery. Yes, if you go, you'll see. Ghana is one of the most Christianized, Pentecostal, charismatic nations in the whole world. Yeah, if you go to some of the other places, you'll see. You know, anyway, are you listening? So, most of my bishops, you know, when I have when I told them to go, they were not happy to go. But after they went, then they will come back and say, I owe my life to you. I thank God for your life. You are a real father. And all these type of human praises, which take you away from God. You know? But when you move to a place, you find out that sometimes a blessing is at a far place, not at where you thought it was. And that is where God can really bless you. Even businesses don't realize that. That sometimes if you try to stay in one place, you'll be surprised that you may be more welcomed in certain places. So you see this scripture when it says that they will come from far and bring you the forces of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Who are these that fly? You know, certain things are going to come flying in your direction. I mean good things. Do you believe it? Maybe your beloved is on a plane tonight. It's going to come flying into your zone. Maybe he's flying to Ghana now as I'm speaking. Hey! Maybe he's at the boarding gate. Or she is at the boarding gate. Who are these that fly as the doves to their windows? Doves go specifically. I once preached about dove eyes. They have type of eyes that focus. Something good is focusing on you. In Jesus' name. Verse 9. Surely the isles or the islands shall wait for me. You see, there are certain places that are waiting for you to come there. And the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far. So today we are talking about Proverbs 25:25. When you go home and somebody asks you, what did you do in the church? He said, we prayed Proverbs 25:25. Good news from a far country. Kamasato Bayana. Yes. Good news. And their silver and their gold is coming with your sons. Wow. And unto the name of the Lord thy God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. Stand up, everybody. Let us pray for the glory of God to be on our lives. Father, we ask for your glory,
yes,
to be on our lives.
Yes.
That sons, daughters,
yes, yes,
good people, good,
yes,
news,
yes,
good things,
yes,
from afar,
from afar,
from the island,
from the island,
from distant from destinations,
this, yes, Lord,
will head in our direction,
yes, Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
Mayandola
mashaka katoria bayantola
maraba
Rabbi Molomochi, Iaba, Lobele, Spako, Manchema, Melega, Harondil, Solimana,
In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Lift your hands. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Mala shantoma da bake mola mase. Halomo kabalandali mole lebende. Yes.
All nations shall praise Your name, all nations shall praise Your name.
Come on, sing it to Jesus.
All nations
shall praise Your name.
Shall praise Your name. Yeah.
Isaiah 49:25. Thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. Listen, for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. I will contend with him that contendeth with thee. Whoever is contending with you, this is the promise of the Lord. I will contend with him that is contending with you. Do you believe that? This prayer is concerning humans. Lift your hands. Whoever and whatever is contending with you, Father, according to your prophecies and your prophesies,
contend against him that contendeth with us. Lift up a lamentation against all enemies of your life, of your soul, and those who contend against you.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior,
mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty
warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior, mighty warrior holy.
Jesus was in the temple, the devil shouted, "Let us alone, leave us alone." It means Jesus was not leaving them alone at all. Today, whatever represents a devil operational in your vicinity, we are not leaving it alone in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and begin to take up a lamentation against any entity, any creature, any spiritual animal that is around your life, opposing you, fighting you, tempting you, tormenting you, oppressing you, fighting you. Listen, whatever opposes you,
Jesus,
resists you,
Jesus,
and is very big and proud around you, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It cannot be big anymore in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and squeeze your finger like this. Bind the enemy. We bind Lucifer.
Yes.
We bind dragons. We bind demonic surprises.
Yes.
We bind spiritual dragons.
Yes.
And crocodiles.
Yes.
Every power. Wicked power.
Wicked power.
That is lifted up against Jesus. God's children.
Jesus.
We bind it.
We forbid it. Yes,
we
Lord.
Forbid it.
We forbid it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Stop now.
Stop now.
Stop the opposition now.
Yes.
We break away.
Yes.
Through the waters.
Yes.
Of the Red Sea.
Yes.
Through the mountains.
Yes.
Through the valleys.
Yes.
Through the desert.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We penetrate.
We enter.
We go through.
We overcome.
Serpents.
Vipers.
Cobras.
Yes.
Animals.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
By Satan.
Yes.
We find demons.
We find demons.
By deities.
Yes.
Attack.
Malasima, 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 Malasima,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally,
Jesus.
You know, the word demon is the word deity. You know, it's different from, there are different words used for the devil. One of them is a demon. They are deities, gods. Whatever is a god. Who is God? Who is a mighty God? What is a God? Whatever God is against your throne, we dethrone them in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hand against any gods and demonic entities that require worship.
Yes.
That are taking sacrifices. That are taking blood. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You.
Yes.
Against you. We forbid it.
Yes.
We forbid it.
We forbid it.
We forbid it.
We forbid it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Come out.
Holy man.
Kulalasa.
Come again. Pasani.
Kulalasa.
Malachi.
Mula.
Mukula.
Telemen. Mula.
Kasiro. Machikeva. Rapapano. Milige. Solimaya. Rapanda. Inomotokosa. Iya baba ma. Solimelema.
Yes, Balasa.
Yes,
Domasha.
Yes,
that is pulling strings.
Yes,
that is pulling attachment.
Yes,
we dethrone them.
We dethrone them.
We come against them.
Yes,
Bolaka.
Yes.
We rise in the spirit.
Yes,
we catch them.
Yes,
we arrest them.
We arrest them.
Bakopala.
Yes,
we destabilize them.
Yes,
we disconnect them.
Yes,
Anokayima.
Bolemona.
Pataba. We terminate their powers against us.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our thrones and deities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Father, thank you. Thank you. Now give thanks. Give thanks.
Hallelujah.
Give thanks.
We give you thanks.
Come on,
Shabbala. Praise you, Lord.
Yes.
We give you
Proverbs 25.
Yes.
Verse 25.
Yes.
Is coming to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God.
We give you
no
thanks.
Resistance.
For good news.
No resistance.
Yes, Lord.
Good news.
Yes, Lord.
It's your portion.
It's my portion.
You are going to have a series of good news.
Yes.
Natale Makabala.
I receive it.
It will be more than one good news.
Yes.
Receive good news and
I
thank him.
Good news.
Thank God.
Maxima.
You came to church.
Holy Baba.
God has heard your prayer.
Yes, 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 yes.
Good news from afar.
Matame.
It's coming your way.
America,
God has determined it.
Rosalie.
It will not fail.
Imanemo.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Mara Mikala.
Rastamino.
Baradala.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Father, we give you
glory. Abarasiko
Yaba. We give you praise.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the blessing you have given to us at this time. Oh, we give you thanks. There is no power and there is no name. There is no tree, there is no river. There is no water. There is no power against us. There is no enchantment against Israel. There is no spell that is working. There is no, there is nothing cast over us that is working. Makaloma, there is no failure and disappointment that has been released against us that is working. There is no wickedness that has been spoken against us that is coming to pass. There is no arrow that is penetrating our armor in the name of Jesus. Makayamo, thank you that our lives are delivered unto us, Lord. Our lives are given to us, Lord. Makabolaba, maronda la mashita la makabayada. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power that is upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Thank you. Proverbs 25:25 is a prophecy for your life in this season, and it's going to be a series of good news. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, before we get deeper, how many know that the church is a house of prayer? When you pray, there is mighty power released. Yeah. And the spirit world is a very real world. How many have been in your room before and there's like something is pressing on you? Have you experienced that before? Yeah, these are their spirits trying to come into the physical. And many of these spirits come into the breakthrough in the physical when they get hold of people who are in your life or in your range, and they use them against you. You see, and sometimes into your body. They get into your body. So spirits are overcome. That is why we are not leaving the devil alone at all for any of his maneuvers. Hallelujah.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Make your hand cup glorious. Do it better. Do it better for the Lord. You can do it better. You can do it better. Do it better for Jesus. Hallelujah. The louder your clap, the quicker your testimony. If you believe it, shout, yeah. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, doing wonders? This week, expect God to do wonders in your life. If you believe it, shout, yeah. Our first testimony is coming from our brother Ishmael. Ishmael Teta is from the Kolegono Basenta. Put your hands together for him as he testifies of what God did for him this past week. Oh, do it better for him. Hallelujah. Ishmael, tell us, what has God done for you?
I'm here to thank God for driving me from fornication.
You are here to thank God for what?
Driving me from fornication.
Okay, tell us about it.
This Friday, I came for the salvation rally, and Bishop said that anyone who is struggling to stop fornication should come. But I am feeling ashamed to come, and Bishop said no one should feel like ashamed, but it is a very generous thing. So I just ran, and Bishop prayed for me.
When Bishop prayed for you, right? Yes, here, yes, at the salvation rally. Yeah.
Wow. When Bishop prayed for me, I feel something getting out from me, and I fell down. So when we close, when I went and sit in the car, I said if I went home and I see that girl, I would just slap her.
Say yeah, say yeah. How long have you been fornicating with her?
Like, I don't. It's not only her. That girl can like, be five times.
But yes. But you said in yourself that when you the next time you see her, I will
slap her.
Okay, what happened? What happened?
But when we are going on our way, I said, no, that is not good. So if I find her anywhere, I will just tell her she shouldn't come to my way again. But when she saw me, she couldn't look at my face and talk to me. So I just live there. So
the girl you've been fornicating with, the one who has been coming to you, she comes to you, you go to her.
God, sometimes she comes to me.
Say yeah. The power of God is present to deliver you. I said the anointing will break every yoke today in the name of Jesus. Everything that you've been struggling with, you will not leave this place with it in Jesus' mighty name. You said the girl got anointed with you.
Yes.
She couldn't look at your face.
She couldn't even look at my face. So I just leave her and I went home. But sometimes if that ain't happen, I've been trying to call my shepherd, Thomas Collins, to tell her what happened. But sometimes I couldn't find if I call him, he will not pick me. But
you said you believe you are free now.
Yes, I'm free.
And the confirmation.
When I fell down, when I got up, I just see that something have changed in my life. Yes. So
the fact that he wanted to even slap her, I don't know if you can see that it's a sign that something has changed in it. You are changing too in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Come on, do it better for him. Hallelujah. And our second testimony is from Yvonne Apia. She's from OEB Bar Center. Please do it better for her. Wow, put your hands together for her. Wow. Yvonne, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for the miracle of receiving new clothes.
The miracle of?
Receiving new clothes.
The miracle of receiving new clothes. Okay, tell us about it.
So, last Sunday, before the grace, Daddy came upstage and he said that we should receive new clothes. And then I raised my hand and I screamed and I was like, I receive it. So on Monday, I was chatting with one of my spiritual mothers. And she was like, when she got home on Sunday evening, she just had a strong edge and she was thinking about me. So she just went to her wardrobe and she took all the clothes that she would never give out to anybody, clothes she hasn't worn before. And she just told me I should come for them. And so on Friday, I went to see her. And then I thought it was just maybe some 2 dresses or some 3 dresses. But when I went, to my surprise, it was almost like 2 suitcases full of clothes.
Hey! You are the next person to receive that prophecy. Shout, I receive it. Amen. And you said the clothes were so many, you had to give some away.
Yes, I just couldn't find myself wearing all the clothes, so I gave half of the clothes out.
And wow.
I actually gave half of the clothes out because there were too many for me. And I want to thank God for blessing me. And even for what I've received, I thank God I could even give those out too.
Wow. So you said you believe in the prophecy now.
Yes, I believe. I remember when Pastor Joshua came to the stage after the testimonies last week and he was like, aren't you tired of listening to people's prophecies and testimonies? And I was just telling myself, God, when will I also come and give my testimony? And I'm so grateful that I have like actually believing. I have also come to receive a prophecy that Bishop has been given every Sunday after Sunday. And
wow.
I am so
put your hands together for Jesus. You are the next person to receive something good. And our next testimony is coming from our brother Dion. Dion is from the First Love Town Church. Oh, do it better for him. I think he has some fans at the back of him. Wow. Dion, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for a miraculous salary increase.
Wow. Tell us about it.
So during Bishop's birthday celebration, after communion, he prophesied that may you receive a large gift.
Wow.
May you receive a large gift, something you cannot earn or buy or even imagine.
Wow.
So the following Monday, I went to work, and whilst I was walking down the stairs, I met our HR, and she told me that I have good news for you.
Ish. The HR told you she has good news.
She has good news for me.
Wow.
So After work, I went to see her and asked her. She's called Mommy. I asked her, Mommy, the good news you mentioned.
Yes, if someone meets you on the staircase and tells you she has good news for you, and you've not heard from her the whole day, I think you have to go to her and ask her, the good news, how far? This week, ask somebody that the good news. Some uncle of yours that is supposed to bring, he has not said anything up to now. Ask him the good news. Say the good news. And what did she say?
And then she said, I should wait. But tomorrow.
Eish.
So the next day, she came and then she walked to me and she handed a document to me. And when I read it, it said, my salary has been increased by 20%.
Wow.
And then she asked me if I want to sign or not.
You will sign such a document this week. The prophecy has been spoken already. I said, you will sign such a document this week. If you believe it, shout here. And were you supposed to receive such a salary increase?
At all. Because at the beginning of last year, I've been expecting a salary increase for a very long time. So I wasn't expecting this at all. And then when Bishop prophesied, I just believed it. I wasn't expecting anything. So when she told me I should expect good news from her, all I could remember was in the beginning of the year, Bishop said, this is the year of good news.
Wow.
So I just believe that it is the year of good news.
Receive your own version of good news this week. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And our final testimony is coming from my brother Sapong. He's from University of Education, Winneba. Put your hands together for him. Hallelujah. Sapong, tell us, what has God done for you?
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank God for how you used me as a point of contact to bless my big brother for a 5-year American visa.
Take your time. Take it again.
I said I want to thank God for how he used me as a point of contact to bless my brother with a 5-year American visa.
He said God used him as a point of contact to bless his brother with a 5-year American visa. Receive your own visa in Jesus' name. Tell us about it.
I came home from campus on the 30th of May.
Okay.
And then when I came, I saw an American visa application on my brother's table. But when I read through it, was expired. That was last year. So meaning he couldn't get it. But I felt a strong conviction in my heart that he might have applied this year. So I was praying. Then as I was praying, the Spirit reminded me of Mark 11:24.
Okay.
That whatsoever we desire, when we pray, we should believe and we shall receive it.
Wow.
So I was praying, and lo and behold, last Sunday when we came for service.
Last week Sunday,
a brother came and gave a testimony about how he received a 5-year American visa. So I was seated there and I was screaming. And then it created a scene among my friends that we were there. Like, they were, why have you applied for a visa? Are you going to America? I said, no, but my big brother, I feel that my big brother...
But you were screaming and creating a scene.
Yes, a scene, yeah.
The one who was screaming is the one who was screaming. Are you sitting down like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. The Bible says, thy testimonies are my delights. In other words, I get excited about your testimonies. I get excited about it. If you're excited, give the Lord a shout of praise. As it has happened to him, it will happen to you too in Jesus' name. Yeah, tell us more.
So I got more convicted when you came up and said that our daddy has released 150 visas.
How many visas?
150 visas.
150.
Yes, please.
And the brother who shared yesterday said his wife also received a visa, so he has taken two and you've also taken one. I think 150 minus three. There are some visas still in the air. Wow.
So during the time of the communion, I took the communion and I was praying. But as I was praying, I was mentioning the name of my big brother.
Eish.
That God, I don't know whether he has applied or not, but I feel he's receiving the visa.
Wow.
So when I went home in the evening, he called me that he was going somewhere. So when he came in the evening, I told him that, bro, I received a communion on our behalf, and I declared a prophecy that you're going to receive an American visa. He didn't talk about anything. So early the following morning, he left, and in the evening, he called me that I should iron a specific shirt for him. So I was like, wow, So I did it, and when he came late in the night, he told me that tomorrow morning I would want you to escort me somewhere. He didn't tell me. So early the next morning, we drove off, and then we went somewhere, and he asked me to wait in the car. I didn't know that we were at the American Embassy. Yeah.
Hey.
I was just waiting patiently in the car, and I was listening to messages. As I was there, I was praying that God, work it, work it. So as I was there, he came. Then when he came, he was singing some local song. Like, it's a trending song, like Obinyanime. Like, yes.
Your testimony is about to wake somebody up. Your testimony. Are you sitting there like that? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Your testimony is about to wake somebody up. And what did he tell you?
So after singing, me, I didn't, like I said earlier on, I didn't know that we were at the American Embassy. So he told me that by the grace of God, I want you to go the following Sunday and go and give a testimony in the First Love Center that through you I have received a 5-year American visa.
Through you I have received a 5-year. You will be the next in Jesus' name. It has been declared already. You will also be there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So you want to encourage people who are here for the first time that they should believe in the prophetic word?
Yes, please. I want to encourage all of us that we should believe in the prophetic declarations by our daddy. Because I've been waiting for miracles. Like, when I come here and people are standing here to give testimonies, I'm always itchy to come and give testimonies. Sometimes my colleagues will tell me that, have you received the mobile miracle money? I'll tell them no. I'll be praying. I remember one of these days I was praying on the field with a podcast, and I heard one of the pastors testifying that he received a brand new phone from a patient that he was treating. So I wept. Like, I was crying that, oh God, why? Because I've been listening to the messages, I've been going for center meetings, I've been walking all the... So I was like, when am I
have a feeling
receive?
You are the next in line to receive a testimony. If you believe it, shout yeah. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
Has to do with it. Who can be saved?
Please be He's been very nice to me. He's been very nice to me. Oh, please, please, please be very nice to me, girl. Please be very nice to me.
Deserve Can you feel the excitement in the air? I didn't hear you. Can you feel the excitement in the air? I love the last guy's testimony. He said, I was creating a scene where I was standing. First love, for a few seconds, can you create a scene where you are standing? You sound like an old people's church. Create a scene. Create a scene where you are standing. Now listen. In Luke chapter 18, in Luke chapter 18, there was a blind man, and the Bible says he heard that Jesus was passing by, and he began to create a scene and to disturb all the people around him. First love, take it from me, there's a powerful anointing in the building this morning, and I tell you, create a scene. God is noticing you. Make some noise as we welcome my father, the prophet, Bishop Doug Heywood Mills. Are you tired already? First love, I can hear you.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today.
Lift your hands. Your miracle is being received today. Father, thank you that we expect a miracle today by your great power. Thank you for blessing our lives. Madome Shamadole Matabakaba. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, how many of you believe that you are going to be delivered from evil during the preaching? Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says, and he has anointed me to preach deliverance. So deliverance from evil comes through preaching. All right? Are you there already?
Yes.
To preach deliverance. So as I preach, deliverance comes into your life from all forms of wickedness and demonic powers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, even in psychiatry, people who have mental conditions, of which a lot of people have mental conditions. You know, the longer I stay in the church, the more I can feel that there's mental problems somewhere. Especially in marriages. People are normal sometimes till they get married. Then when they marry, they change. And they develop all kinds of problems. accept you in Jesus' name. It's true. But as the word of God is coming, you are changing in Jesus' name. Proverbs 24 verse 14. Proverbs 24. Your expectation will not be cut off. What you expect is what is going to happen. So the power of expecting deliverance is going to work in your favor today in the name of Jesus. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. Expect. Preaching deliverance. Amen. And wisdom is coming to you through the preaching. Wisdom. The other day I was praying for wisdom and God showed me what it's like when people don't have wisdom. Like in Africa, what we lack: roads, water, safety, electricity, stability, so many things. Wisdom is how to do it. As for the knowledge from the school, we have many people who know. In Ghana, if you listen to the radio stations, when people are talking, it's as if we have about 10,000 presidents. Everybody knows what to do. Yes. But when they get there, how to practically do it whilst the party is fighting within, the opposition is fighting from out, the elections are coming and the money is not there. These factors, how to do it with these situations, because that is how it will always be. That's what we need. So I was praying for the spirit of when I said, the Lord show me, when people don't have wisdom, everything is shabby, everything is poor, everything is not as it should be. You are receiving wisdom today in Jesus' name. And then I was praying for the spirit of knowledge. And then I realized that when people don't know things, Charlie, they are cut off. The word is cut off. You are cut off from whole sections of life because of what you don't know. And especially when you think you know, it blocks you from knowing. Because those who receive hearing aids are those who say, I can't hear. Is it not true? Those who say, I can hear, so not you. You will get a hearing aid. So those who say, I know, they never get knowledge. That's why it's not good to come to church and sit here with the mind, I know. I know him, I know what he will say. God forbid. Such people are not in this church. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then I prayed for the spirit of counsel. Charlie, a person who doesn't have advice and a person who has advice, they are two different human beings. Because you can't easily know what is going to be. You know, when I was getting married, I had no counseling, even 5 minutes. There was nobody to counsel me. There was nothing like model marriage. Nobody told me anything. Nobody told me, marry. Don't marry. Do this. Marry this type. This will become this. This one will turn into this. When we say, I want my love to last. It's not a small song. Sure. Yes. So, a person who is advised, this one, ha, it will become red. You see, like litmus paper, when you look at, you don't know that it will change color when you put it into acid. like some people, they change color. You marry them, now the color will change. So God is blessing you with wisdom as the word of God is coming. Knowledge, you will never be cut off from important things. You know, yesterday I was somewhere and I just looked into the sky. The sun had gone down and I saw the evening star. Venus. Venus is the evening. The evening star is not a star, it's a planet. And I realized that when I look at it, so the person was asking me, how do you know that it's the evening star? I took my phone with the app and I just pointed and it was Venus. I said, now I can, then I looked this one, I saw that's Jupiter. And it's Jupiter, Venus, clear, like magic. I see, I never used to see this thing, but now when I look in the sky, now I see them. Here's Venus, here's, I was cut off from that. Well, I was always looking at it, but I never saw it. Venus is classic. The sun will go down. That's why it's called the evening star. The sun will go down. You see that the sun has gone down just here. Then there will be one star alone there. Huge. That's a very beautiful. Really beautiful. You can't even make matches. You can't make a wheelbarrow. You can't do anything. It's wild though. You'll never be cut off from the spirit of knowledge in Jesus' name. Whatever has cocooned you off, you are delivered from it in Jesus' name. One day I saw a pastor building a church. And I asked the pastor who was driving me, when did this project start? And then he didn't answer. He didn't know. And I told him it started a long time ago. Because when I saw the design, I knew the pastor couldn't finish building it. Because from the design, I know you can't finish soon. Knowledge, oh. Yes. You not know. So you'll never be cut off anymore from whatever you need to know in Jesus' name. Most girls, when are going to marry, somebody is proposing to you, don't know what is marriage. Most boys and girls don't know what it is. And sometimes you see girls, somebody has proposed to you, say that his ears are sticking out. You say that the nose is a bit flat. You say that he has got a mark on the face. You say so many things. He's shorter than me. When I wear high heels, I'll be his mother. I'll turn into his mother. Huh? Ole. When you marry, you see that you will not even see the height again. Who is tall in the house? And who is short? Receive the spirit of knowledge in the name of Jesus. So as I am preaching, these are the spirits that are coming to you. Yes, the spirits that are coming to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today I am going to preach to you about the sign of the Holy Spirit. The sign of the Holy Spirit. Why do I call the Holy Spirit a sign? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Okay? Verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Verse 4. God also bearing witness, them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders, and diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. Now, notice verse 3. How can we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Okay? So, a great salvation comes to us. Amen. And is confirmed by those that hear. All right? God also doing something. After the salvation, God does more. Amen. He bears them witness or confirms or gives evidence, okay, with signs, with wonders, and with gifts of the Holy Spirit. So God confirms the Christianity in you by giving you the Holy Spirit. So Christianity is confirmed by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed or marked. Okay, the sign. You are marked with the sign of the Holy Spirit of promise. So the mark on you is the Holy Spirit. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed or marked. You are marked by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. Amen. So the mark on you is the Holy Spirit. Now, I've been blessed. God has blessed me. One day I went to preach in Botswana and somebody blessed me with a cow. As a Botswanian cow. I've not seen it before, but some years ago I was told that I have it. So one day I asked, how are you sure that I have it? And they said they have a mark that they put on the cow. So my cow is there. I don't know whether what to do with it, but at least I have one cow in Botswana.
I'll be there.
And the cows in Botswana have a chip in them to monitor them. You see where your cow is. It's very important. You see, you don't know that you can use a chip to control cows and then track them. Do you see? So when I got my cow, it was marked with a seal and then a chip. And I'm sure I'm going to receive even more of such cows.
Amen.
Is it powerful?
It's very powerful.
Yeah. It's a blessing. How many would like to have one of such cows? I know you are jealous, but I can't help you. What a blessing. Now, when God blesses you to save you, he puts a mark on you. So, on earth, there are people that are marked. Yes. And the mark is the Holy Spirit. That's the mark. That's how you are identified in the Spirit. Yes. You know, there are people who can't flow with you. There are spiritual people, they can see the mark. Look at Ephesians 4:30. Look at it. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit, who has been used as a mark. You see, you have been sealed until the day of redemption, when God redeems the whole world. Do you understand? So the mark on your life is the Holy Spirit. And you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Very, very much. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't do much. Yes. So I am amazed that we are not talking enough about the Holy Spirit. But I want you to really love the Holy Spirit. So let me give you seven wonderful principles. Number one, the seal or the sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that you are a proper Christian. The seal of the Holy Spirit is a sign that you are a proper Christian. Amen. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. The seal or the sign, the seal or the sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that you are a proper Christian. Amen. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, okay, having passed through the upper coast, all right, and finding Paul passed through the coast and finding certain disciples, verse 2, he said to them, can you change the version, please? I think it's, the King James is not helping us. It happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the upper country and came to Ephesus and found some disciples. Okay? Are you there? And he said to them, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you receive the Holy Spirit? Because that's the main thing. If you are here and you don't have the Holy Spirit working in your life, you can't be a strong Christian. And now, more so, because a lot of things that we are struggling with, they are spiritual. Yes, a lot of the sins we are struggling with, they are very spiritual. If you don't take the Holy Spirit seriously, you will not be able to overcome. Yes. Amen. So as for Paul, when he sees you, first day, do you have the Holy Spirit? That's the first question. Paul was traveling. He passed through the upper coast. He met disciples. Chale, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? That's the first thing I need to know about you. Whether you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit. So if you are in this church and you've come again, what is very important is the Holy Spirit in your life. We need the Holy Spirit. I need you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can't be a good Christian. You can't. You can't change your behavior. Look, do you know this Sigmund Freud? You may not know him, but he came up with these personality types, you know. And we have it in the marriage counseling manual. If you are counseled, you know, that's one of the things we teach you. You see there are like four types of people. Okay? Cholerics. They are like leaders, sharp-tongued. They decide things. They are firm. They move on. They achieve a lot. Then melancholics. They think a lot, very loyal people. They arrange things. If you go to a melancholic's room, you see that all the things are arranged. This is here, this is here, this is here, this is here. But some people are melancholic in the room and are not melancholic at work. And some people are melancholic at work, and when you go to their room, it's no sign of melancholism. All right? Then you have sanguines who are very untidy. And they just throw everything everywhere. They just leave everything everywhere. They are happy with the mess. You get it? But sanguines are always happy. And they are nice to be around. They are the life of the party. If a sanguine has come to the party will be nice. If a sanguine doesn't come and it's only made of melancholics, the party will be very sad. Everybody will not be very happy. They'll play music. Nobody will dance. Yes. They are always laughing, chatting, talking. And so when you are very melancholic, you need sometimes a sanguine around to lighten the environment in your first 3 meters. You get what I'm talking about? And then we have the phlegmatics. They are cool, easygoing, nice. They are very nice people, usually, but stubborn. They don't easily move. And you can try to make him hurry up, and the phlegmatic will tell you, why should I run when I can walk? Why should I run when I can walk? I don't understand it. Why should I go faster when I can go slower? And the phlegmatics, they are the ones who will say, everything will be okay in the end. What are you hurried about? And then they will ask, when they see a choleric, they will ask the choleric that, are you okay? I'm worried for your health. The way you are talking, you seem heated up about so many things. Take your time. What is the whole, take your time. Now, each of these behaviors are God created. Yes. And you need phlegmatism. If you are not phlegmatic, you can't be a teacher. Yes. You can't teach. You can't even pastor. You get tired of the people. Yes. So thank God for phlegmatism. They are very important people. Yes. You are clapping for yourselves. Yes. Then, and these things can be in a woman or in a man. So you would have assumed that every lady will be phlegmatic and then the man will be choleric, leading the way for the phlegmatic woman to follow him. But there are many women who are choleric, fire tongues. Hey! And I don't know, but a lot of pastors have some phlegmatism. So you see sometimes the choleric might be marrying the phlegmatic person. So then she'll be struggling with his speed. It's going slow. Don't you see that we need a house? Don't you see that we need this? So how will we pay school fees? And the phlegmatic will say, everything will be okay. Take your time. What are you worried about? God will provide. I mean, I don't get the struggle. Everything is going to be okay. Yes, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Are you with me? Now, all these, you see, I'm giving you a reason. I'm telling you something. All these are nice things. God created them. But when they go too much to one side, you start to have what we call a personality disorder. And when you do that, it starts to affect relationships. That's why we teach it in marriage. Because it starts to spoil the relationship. Because if you are too sanguine, all over the place, happy, going here, that sanguinism can also move into fornication. Because it's like you are everywhere. So you are here in this house, you are in that house, you are in that house, you are flowing everywhere. And then if you are too melancholic, do you see? That is very loyal, but also very serious with a meditational face. Very serious. You can easily move into witchcraft. Because
You are thinking too much. And then you are controlling the environment with your face and your attitude. So you start to exert. When the sanguine is flowing and happy, you just be quiet and you just... I'm not impressed. And then they will calm down. Yes. And if you are phlegmatic, it is nice. But it can go so far that it becomes stubbornness, which is like witchcraft and all iniquity. All demonic works are related to stubbornness. Once you see that stubborn feature and you know that a demon is present, that's why we call it stronghold. He's holding strong and to take a long time to change, if at all, in this life. And then cholerism. If you you take the cholerism too far, you become full of wickedness because you assume that, and you will not be prayerful because a choleric cannot stay at home. He has to go out in any month. I have to go and do something to achieve. Achieve what? Stay and pray. You get what I'm saying? Stay at home and pray. And it can affect your relationship. So all relationships can move into any realm and be destructive. So you need the Holy Spirit in your life. Somebody actually wrote a book about temperaments. Then he changed and he called the book Spirit-Controlled Temperament. That is that the Holy Spirit should now control those four behaviors. So that if you are choleric or choleric melancholic, the Holy Spirit should now enter those characteristics and affect you. So if the Holy Spirit doesn't start to affect you, you become abrasive and evil. In fact, you are like an evil spirit. Charlie, if you get pure phlegmatism, pure cholerism, pure melancholism, pure sanguinity, none of them are compatible with human life and good relationships. Yes, none of them. None of them are compatible with whatever. No. You cannot stay happily with any of these. Somebody is total phlegmatic. The person will be a very lazy person. I mean, when you are with a lazy person, at a point you can even develop anger. It's like you feel you want to cheat yourself. We should work whilst you are sleeping. Hey.
Where's your contribution?
Everybody is working. You are sleeping. Then when the food is ready, you wake up and come. People will go and fetch water. Then you use it. But you will not fetch your own. So, the Holy Spirit, he comes in to change you. So that is why when Paul came in Acts 19 verse 2, he said, hey, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Have you received the Holy Spirit? Now, another possible reason why is the first thing we are looking for is that there are so many evil spirits affecting people. And one of the things that spirits do is that their presence imparts desires to you. Desires. Pake yomo satabaloba. Now, a desire is something you must be careful about. Because if there's anything that controls you, you see that it is your desire. Your desire for sex. How many have had a desire for sex since you were born into the world? Has it led you anywhere? Has it led you anywhere? Yes. You see, a lot of things in your life are punctuated by that desire. Caused by that desire. One day I met a man who was looking for his dog. It was a small dog. And an old man. And the dog was his only friend, I think. And the dog had gone astray and he was walking through the fields in England. He said, I'm looking for my dog. My dog. And he said that a power greater than the dog's love for him has taken his dog away. He knows that that is the power that has taken his dog. That the dog has seen a beloved or something that he's looking for. I'll never forget that old man because he saw that another power had come in. Desire for money. I mean, you ask yourself, what is controlling? The world. It's wild, though. Desire for marriage. Now, how can you say that a desire is from a spirit? How can I say that a desire is from a spirit? You are challenging. You say you are challenging me. I'm preaching. You are challenging me. Okay. No, I don't know why you are challenging me. Okay, Genesis chapter 3. Who knows that verse? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. John 4:24. Okay. Now, Genesis chapter 3. Let us go and see. Now, the serpent was more subtle, isn't it? Verse 12. And the man said, he was speaking to God, the woman that thou gavest me, she gave me the tree, I ate it. You never meet a woman who will lead you astray. Verse 13. And the Lord God said, the Lord what? God said, woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent. So, both the woman and the serpent seem to have been working together to do something bad in the first beginnings of all things. Verse 14. And the Lord God said, serpent, I'm punishing you because of what you have done. You are cursed above all animals. You don't have legs again. Ooh. Verse 15. I'll put enmity between you. Now, verse 16 is the verse we are looking for. Verse 16. And the woman. This is a punishment. I'm going to punish you, woman. Are you ready for the punishment? Are you ready for the punishment? Very serious punishment, oh. Unto the woman, he said, who said? God. And God is what? A spirit. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And God said, woman, I will multiply sorrow. So a spirit can give sorrow and conception. In sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children. Okay, so sorrow can come from a spirit. Thy desire shall be to thy husband. So God punishes with a desire. This is part of your punishment, a desire. And he shall rule over you. That you would desire what will dominate you. And God said to the woman, receive it. Hey! And she received it. So the Spirit imparted a desire to the woman. It imparted a desire for men. An inexplicable, many times unreasonable desire for someone to dominate you and rule over you. Receive it. Hey! Now you see, when you don't understand what a desire is, you will think that, oh, but this punishment is not, it's not a wild thing. But you see the girls in it. Even pastors, we feel for all the sisters who are not married. We feel for them. Say, oh, receive a beloved. Oh, may God answer your prayer. It is a normal, because we can sense the great desire. Even after age, they are still interested in it. After age. Pastor Kwesi, you understand what I mean by after age?
Yes.
Now, when you have a desire for pornography, do you see that you can't put down? I'm talking about desires. Because there are other people who have their phones. They don't. In fact, it doesn't come to their minds. But in your case, it is what is in your mind. And you have to do it. Yes. Your bundle is always finished. Your data is finished. Masturbation. I'm talking about desires. People have their wives and husbands, but they need to do that one. Yes. Because a desire has been imparted into them. Strong desire by a spirit. Yes, which has entered them. Homosexuality. Many people cry about that desire. So I see girls, but I see a man, and I like the man. Yes. God forbid. But, yes. But I'm talking about something. And sometimes from childhood, something that someone did to them. As a child, maybe you haven't. I have met many people with that, and you see them crying. They say, I don't like it. One brother, he was a Catholic, he said, look, I am one, but what I am doing is wrong. You cannot say that it's right. I myself, when I'm doing, I know that there's something wrong with what I'm doing, and that nobody should say that it is right. He said, I just pray for mercy. This is what I do, but I know that it's wrong. And they will tell you, there's something wrong with it. But a spirit, you see, something has imparted a desire. So as he's talking, you see a boy. I mean, to a boy, another boy will even be ugly to you. It's like, this bony guy, I don't even know why a sister would like such a bony brother. But somebody is attracted because it is normal desire, but then another brother desires this bony brother. It's a spirit. A spirit has been imparted, and the spirit has imparted to you a desire. Oh yes, look at the Bible. You were challenging me that how can a spirit give a desire? God is the one who imparted the desire of husbands, of women, to desire a man, a husband. Even when it doesn't make sense in their life, they don't even need it. You are okay, this, that husband, I want. And when they are in it, confusion, trouble, problem, marital counseling, 3 months after, 90 days, they come and start the marital counsel till death does them do part. In Jesus' name. So, the Holy Spirit is also a spirit. So I think that without the Holy Spirit, and these are not new things, by the way, has been in the world for years, like prostitution. It's what they call it, the oldest trade. Yes. Prostitution is, I mean, the Bible. 6,000 years ago. Homosexuality, Sodom and Gomorrah. Whole cities taken up by it. So whatever spirit is in you, the Holy Spirit is, I tell you, what you need to be the spirit. Why should I see you and I see that a dragon is controlling you? A dragon. A spiritual serpent has beaten you. And you are going into an abnormal state. Where you are balancing between life and death. I've spoken to a number of people who've been bitten by snakes. Both of them survived. One survived, was in intensive care, balancing between life and death for about 6 weeks. So you see, when the Satan bites you or comes into your life, it causes your life to be balancing between life and death. Yes. Are you a man? Are you a woman? Is your life going to be normal or is it going to be abnormal? And you are balancing. So, you see, you need the Holy Spirit to come into your life in a strong way. You are joking. You are joking with Christianity. And you are joking with your life if you don't have the Holy Spirit working in your life. Oh, yes. You are joking. You don't know the kind of powers you are dealing with. Yeah. When you see somebody who has got the spirit of fornication, he can't control himself. That's what they will tell you. I've slept with, or I work in the bank. I've slept with every girl in the bank. Or I've slept with everybody in my class. They can't stop. And it's like a wolf. They prey on you and they will get you. Tell somebody, I think I need the Holy Spirit now. Number two, the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are, the sign that you have the Holy Spirit is that you are speaking in tongues. Yes. So Paul asked them, have you received the Holy Spirit? In Acts chapter 19 verse 2. And they said, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. We have been having other spirits. We have not heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Ha! And Paul said, what? Then he said, then into what were you baptized? So which type of baptism have you had? He said, John. John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not into the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost was not, John was not into the Holy. John was just bringing people to Jesus. So, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And then verse 6. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. So, the sign that the Holy Spirit has come is that you have started speaking in tongues. Now, when you start speaking in tongues, you see, it's a sign that you have started speaking to God. Everybody say, to God. Say, I am speaking to God. Yeah, that's the sign that you have the Holy Spirit. Yes. Kama shato la baba. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Look at it. Beautiful. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. Amen. But who? To God. No man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. And then number three, the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are prophesying. Yes, you begin to prophesy. So Bible says in Acts 19 verse 2 that they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. They prophesy. Prophecy is when your tongues can be understood. Prophecy is you are speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They began speaking in tongues and prophesying. Now, look at 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. You see, before you are saved, you can't talk to God. Now that you are born again, if you receive the Holy Spirit, you can speak to God. Yes. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue doesn't speak to men. He's speaking to God. Now, recently, some people have been finding Google Translate. And they've been checking some of the tongues we've been speaking. Yes. And it has revealed some shocking surprises of what is being said. Do you have any of them there, you guys? Yeah. Yeah. Google Translate. Google Translate. This, what language is this? What language is this? Galician. Pause. You see, I was praying then. You see, if you have a phone with Google Translate and you put it there, your phone will be able to do it in Jesus' name. And you put it there, the Google Translate will detect the language. And then it will give the translation. Look at it, knocking. You see, Jesus said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock. And the door. So as I was praying, you see, I was knocking the spirit. Play it. Knocking. No. Go back to the one before. Knocking. Doors are opening. Yeah. You see, so technology is beginning to reveal some of the tongue. You think that, oh, you are just saying something. And then, I don't know who had this idea. Let me see what the person is saying. With Google Translate, that can show the language, tongues of men and tongues of angels. This is the computer. Hey. A word that has become hot. Hey! A word that has become hot. I don't even know what it means. A word that has become hot. The word of God has become hot. Hey! So go back to 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2. Put 14 verse 2. It's the sign of the Holy Spirit. When he does speak in unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men. You are not talking to men, but unto God. You are talking to God, directly to God. Amen. Go back. Do you have another one? Those of you who don't have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Kelabashat. Ah, it is going to be done. It is going to be done. Kalabashat. Look at that. It's going to be done. I receive it. Hey. And then look at this one. Anuma. Anuma. It means to beg or to plead. What language is it? We can't even see the language. So you see tongues. You see the person saying something. Something. Then you think that it's nothing. Sunama. It means call me. Maka, this is Romanian language. Sunama. Kalabashaka. That one means abundance. Are there some more? Yeah. Okay, I think they have run out. They have more. Bring them all, bring them all, bring them all. We need them all. Lema katame lombo tada bene shaba la baba pota kada baba da la baba. You see, the people at the back there, they are not interested in speaking. That those people over there, they are not interested in speaking in tongues. Yeah. That's the sign of the Holy Spirit. How can you know that the Holy Spirit is in somebody if they're speaking in tongues and prophesying? Because prophesying is like how I'm preaching. It's like I'm prophesying. I'm prophesying. Yeah. So, sign number one. Number one is what? The sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign of what? Proper Christianity. Amen. The seal of the Holy Spirit is that you are speaking to God in tongues, or the sign of the Holy Spirit. Number three, the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are speaking, is that you are prophesying. Number four, the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are edified and charged up with tongues. Yes. If you get any more, let me know. I'll put it on. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3. He that prophesieth speaketh unto men to comfort. Verse 4. But he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself or builds himself up. So when you speak in tongues, it's for your benefit. They say that is why we are weak against demonic powers. Because you are not built up in the spirit. Look, let's be serious. Anybody you try to relate with. I remember a lady I went to follow up. After one follow up, I didn't follow up again. I said, look, wherever you are going, go. Because I said, how are you? Fine. How is life? Okay. Have you been going to church? Yes. How is your Christian life? Fine. And what else? My questions got finished. In fact, actually, it was over the phone. Yes. I think today she's completely backslidden. Yes. Years ago. It's not easy to talk to people who give digital answers. Digital answers. Staccato. Kick it. Kick it. Kick it. Kick it. How much more to talk to somebody who doesn't say a word? That's prayer. That's prayer. You can talk to God. Look, I've been 30 years a pastor. I've heard a voice once, audible. But I don't want to talk about that. But you are not likely to ever hear a voice. How many have never heard any voice? Like,
my son, my daughter.
You've not heard it before. Raise your hand. Most of us till you die. So without this one, I don't know how you are ever going to pray. This is your gift. The Holy Spirit is your master key to praying. You can never be called a prayerful. Me, I don't respect you if you don't pray in tongues. Yeah, you are nothing if you don't pray in tongues. Spiritually, you are nothing. You don't pray 1 hour in tongues. You are nothing. You are nowhere. It's just talk, 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 talk. Your days are numbered in the church because you are going to fall soon. The powers are too many in the system. And evil is multiplying in the system. If you like, joke with it and see. Yeah. Yeah. You don't pray. You don't spend hours to pray. And you don't know how to pray in the spirit and pray with tongues and pray with your understanding. Because he said, I'll pray with my spirit and I'll pray with my understanding. You don't know how to do it. You are nothing, I'm telling you. You may stand there, you may do whatever. You may do exams, you may do whatever. But you are nothing spiritually. I'm telling you, there's nothing to you. That's the sign I'm looking for. You see, the people we saw the spirit, we see the spiritual are those who pray in tongues. That have the Holy Spirit is the sign of the Holy Spirit is tongues. Where are the tongues? You cannot deal with the powers. Look at all these things that come out. Do the powers that are working, things that are working against you, fighting, nothing is as it looks. You think everything is just normal. Elections are elections. This is this. There are so many things working. People are doing juju. Look, one day I was sleeping in my house, actually in my father's house, you know, but I was the only one there. When I woke up, the security guard told me that a certain man came there, and whilst we were asleep around 3 a.m., he went around the house sprinkling and speaking. I will not tell you which part of Ghana he comes from, but he went around. Your guess is my guess. He went around sprinkling. No, can you imagine when you wake up, somebody has come in the night to sprinkle things around the house, gone around the whole house. It's not an imagine. I'm telling you something that happened. And this was, he was actually also a businessman. Yes. I don't want to give more details. Yes. So you are sitting there and God has given you a mighty power within you. And you are expected to rise up. And even now we have messages. You can play a message whilst you pray in tongues. You won't even do it. But you are doing it from now. Yes. Or even music you can play. When we have between the porch and the altar, we are here playing music. Whatever, the whole day. It's not a problem. You are fighting. Money is very spiritual. Promotion is spiritual. Marriage is spiritual. You know, there are some families, all the girls will marry. And there are some families, they struggle to marry. All are beautiful, but they can't marry. If you think marriage is beauty, come to the next wedding or any of the future weddings. I don't know which is the next one. Don't say that I'm somebody's wedding. Are you listening? That's Justina, right? Yeah. Now listen. It's spiritual. I need you, the sign that you have the Holy Spirit. I need to see you as a man of tongues.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I receive it.
I need you to be a man of tongues. A woman of tongues.
Yes.
1 hour tongues. Praying. You don't even know what you are praying. All this, when I saw them, I didn't know that that's what I was saying. I didn't know I was saying knocking. Not knowing that I was knocking certain things in the spirit. I never knew. Because he says no man understands it, including yourself. You don't understand it. No man understands it, including yourself. But in the spirit, I was asking God to open doors. You know, there are some nations I've been praying and mentioning the towns. I'll mention the town. Recently, I mentioned the town. I'll pray, Lord, build a church here, a building. And I was just going through so many of those towns. I mentioned their name. Today, we are building. It's under construction. Some are getting to completion. Some are coming. Many of them. Yes, Banga, Ganta, Zwedru, Monrovia, here, Makeni, this, Sierra Leone, Ouagadougou, Niamey, Bamako, Mali. Go and see our church buildings there. All I've been mentioning the names of the towns.
Hallelujah.
I realize that God is answering the prayer. The prayers that you see me in the night calling towns. And I used to tell God, you know, God, I know the thing I'm asking is impossible. Because I don't know how we'll ever get money to do all these things. to build all these churches there. I told him, you and I know that it's impossible between us. But I'm asking because if I ask for something possible, it means I'm asking a man. So I'm asking you for something that is impossible. So that you do it and then we all know that it is God who has done it. Oh yes. God is doing it. And God is hearing the prayers that you are praying the night. So you need the Holy Ghost. I tell you, when you see certain desires, the desire that God has put in me to win souls, to plant churches, I don't go to those towns. I'll never go there. Maybe I'll go once I've been before. That is from the Holy Spirit. The spirits give desires. So sometimes like you have such a desire for money. Sometimes maybe it's not sometimes an evil spirit has given you that desire. It's true. Instead of a desire to do something for God, that desire to do something for God is higher than a desire for money. And that's why the money is not coming. Because it's just a desire for money. Rather than a desire for God. And a desire for his kingdom. And when you listen to the word of God, spirits are imparted to you. You know, one day an architect, he came to see me. He was with a group. And I asked them, they were students. I think I finished or he was a student. And I asked them, do you listen to the Makane? This one said, yes. You listen to Makane? Yes. You listen to Makane? Do you listen to Makane? Everybody said they listen to Makane, which is preaching at the camp. Then I got to this guy, an architect. I said, do you listen to Makane? I said, no, I don't listen to it. I said, why? He said, oh, I'm afraid of it. I said, why? He said, if I listen to it, I cannot be an architect. It will change my profession. I'll stop my work. I said, when I listen to that thing, it will change me. When I started to listen to it, I saw the effect it was having on me. My life was changing. And I didn't want my life to change. But you see, he recognized that even his desires were about to be altered and tampered with. Even his desires were about to be changed.
You can't go to work again.
Yes. Yes. My son Joshua, he's been called to the bar in England. He's a lawyer. He had jobs in Dubai and other places. They were giving him jobs. But he said he wanted to be in the ministry. It's supernatural. Yes. He listened to a message and then the message changed his orientation. Just like how somebody puts something at the back there and it changes your desires. God forbid your desires to change in the name of Jesus. Number 5, the sign of the Holy Spirit. Put my points up, please. The sign of the Holy Spirit is that something significant and supernatural. 1 Corinthians 14:10 is happening to you. Yes. In verse 9, look at verse 9. He says, likewise, except you utter tongues, easy to be understood. How can it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. When you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking into the air. It's a good place to speak to. Yes. But verse 10. He said, it may be so many voices. None of them is without signification. So when you speak in tongues, you start to say possibly the most important thing you have said for the whole day. Signification. Something significant. How many have chatted useless chatting? Even that leads you into trouble for hours. I haven't said anything important the whole day. Perhaps till you open your mouth and you start to speak in tongues. Then this verse, 1 Corinthians 14, starts to apply to you that there is a voice of significance which has started to be spoken in the atmosphere. And you are speaking into the air. Ma to kayema kabele basata tola rabaka. You say you are not spiritual. Yesterday I was talking to a pastor friend on the phone, and as we were talking, then suddenly it changed into tongues. Kodasha. When he says kajaba, I say shubada saba tubala ta im hadaka to tota sheila laba kato parapa ho shara. I mean, we just continued. Kodasha do ho te tapalo ba shekara. You must start speaking in tongues to your friends on the phone instead of speaking. And so, and then he said this, and then he said that, and he said that. Start to say something significant, something supernatural, something powerful, something that will do something in the atmosphere for you. Kala de shabaka sabolaba. Pokata. Tokota. Turn to your neighbor and start to start the conversation. Mataleba kapala. Tadeba talabade. Pade katabada. Pade balasadebado. Made patadabaka. Don't be shy of tongues. Don't be shy of tongues. Matateshala. Mata kaliba. Pola mada. Padele is significant. It's significant. It is supernatural. It is powerful. It is important. It is significant. It is powerful. Mata makayaba. Pakaya pokalaba. Mekatabaya. Mabababa. Makabababa. Maleba katola. Matari malaba. Maloma shandalaba. There are many voices. There are many voices. None of them is without significance. There is nothing insignificant about speaking in tongues. Say something important. Say something important. Turn to somebody and say something important. Kama shito laba satelaba. Palo maraba santo kadalaba. Palababa. Talobala. Mandoba dabalaba. Bedelaba dobolobo sibele. Tabele bele 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 bele. Bebele bele bele bele. Bubble 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 bubble. Pablo bala kropolo te pregelse. Chamba das palada. Totolo tasaba. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Shh. You see, that is why we want to know whether you have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because you see, some of you are ashamed to speak in tongues. Like, it's almost like, hey, me, I'm not that spiritual. Oh, like, hey, Charlie, it's like it's very spiritual. Oh, it's very spiritual. If you have a friend who makes a joke about tongues or about being spiritual, and he tells you, hey, you are spiritual. Change that friend immediately. Don't have such a friend. If you quote a scripture and the person makes that, hey, you are always quoting scripture. Don't have that friend again. I'm telling you to disconnect from all those people. When we speak in tongues and somebody says, hey, it's like chale, it's whatever. Don't have such people. Yeah. Friendship over. I need somebody I can say mata notola mikando sande tamira laba mi tu laba kabayando lama shataba. Kaba shatala baba. Alright. Now, number 6. Put my points up. The sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that you have the Holy Spirit, or the sign of the Holy Spirit, is your praying and singing in tongues when your understanding is unfruitful. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. I will pray. Verse 14. When I pray in an unknown tongue, my understanding is unfruitful. So the Bible says you speak into the air. You are speaking into the air. Amen. But verse 14 says, your understanding is unfruitful. What does it mean? Your mind is not working. This is the best part. I don't understand what I'm doing. That's why you can listen to a message. That's why you can read your Bible when you are praying in tongues. Speaking in tongues is not just coming to shout for 2 hours. That's why you don't pray for a long time. You have to know that your understanding is unfruitful. So you have to deploy your understanding with messages, music, and books, and the Bible whilst you pray in tongues. Let your spirit pray, and then let your mind go onto the messages and other things. If you don't take care, you can even be thinking of pornography whilst you are praying. That because the mind is totally untruthful. It is just loose. It's idle. Tell somebody, I'm going to use my mind and I'm going to pray in tongues. Number 7. The sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign. I've seen another one. Put it up. Hey. Kanomo Satayoba. To be honest. And finally, the sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that prophecies have started to be fulfilled in your life. Yes. How many want good prophecies to be fulfilled in your life? Wow. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, these men are full of wine. But Peter rose up and said in verse 16, no, we are fulfilling a prophecy. Acts chapter 2 and verse 16. He said, no, we are fulfilling a prophecy. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. All of us will be happy in the prophecies. Your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Tande sambon den danjembele. How many want your life to be a fulfillment of good prophecies? Yes. God is beginning to fulfill. So when you start speaking in tongues, it's the sign that prophecies have started happening in your life. Jesus Christ, if you read the book of Matthew, all through the book of Matthew, you see that quotation, that it might be fulfilled with the prophet said. By his stripes are we healed. Lot of prophecies, Matthew especially. Jesus' life was a life of fulfilling prophecies. All through the Matthew, that it might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled. So you too, when you start, the sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that prophecies have started coming to pass. When you see me like this speaking in tongues, prophecies have started. I've been speaking in tongues for more than 30 years. Yes, tongues upon tongues. I never knew what I was praying about. But I was praying mostly in the future. Yes. And you see, when things happen, you don't get worried because you prayed. Yes. Yes. I prayed by the Spirit. But when you haven't prayed and things start happening, you start to say, hey, I have to go and pray. I have to fast. How many realize that when trouble comes, you feel like fasting? You feel you've not been prayerful. Yes. So, do you have my points? Can you give them up to me? 7 principles I was given. Do you have it or not? Yes, no, and put it on fast. No, yes. Okay. The seal of the Holy Spirit. Let's all read it together. The seal of the Holy Spirit is the sign that... Change it to the sign. The sign of the Holy Spirit is the sign that you are a proper Christian. Yes, the sign of the Holy Spirit. That sign, the Holy Spirit's sign. Yeah, that's the sign. I don't need any other sign. I don't need a sign to know where are you in this church or that. I need the Holy Spirit. That's the sign. That's the sign I want to see. That's the sign I want to see. Ask always for the Holy Spirit. You are Holy Spirit speaking. And many of us, how many realize that we are not, the sign is not much in your life. Yeah, not much. Not much tongues. Number 2. The sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are speaking in tongues. In other words, the sign that the Holy Spirit is in you is that you are speaking in tongues. If I don't see no tongues, I don't see no spirit. Write it, no tongues, no spirit. No tongues, no spirit. I'm sorry. No tongues, no spirit. Number 3. The sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are prophesying. So when you see me speaking things that come to pass, it's the sign of the Holy Spirit on my life. Yes. The fact that I said it and it's happening, the fact that I'm preaching to you and you are sitting here in the afternoon, it's a sign of the Holy Spirit. As I'm prophesying and you are hearing it. Number four, the sign of the Holy Spirit is that you are being edified with tongues and built up. You are being built up. You are being edified. And now you are resisting other forces. How many are resisting madness? Now turn to the nearest person and say, do you know you may have some symptoms that you need the Holy Spirit to clear those symptoms? Mercy. Number five. The sign of the Spirit is that something significant, supernatural, is happening to you. Yes. It's supernatural. Look at it. Look at me speaking now. Kaloma Shatalabasa. Is it not supernatural? I mean, what language is it that you don't have not learned this language? I keep changing dialects. I keep changing from Hawaiian to Galician, from Galician to Romanian, and I keep switching. Is it not to Portuguese? To Arabic? Is it not supernatural? It's a sign of a supernatural spirit. How many can one person speak so many languages? Huh? Which are real languages, tongues of men. Tongues of angels, tongues of men. So when you see the Spirit, it's a sign that that tongues is the first sign of something supernatural. When there's no tongues in you, all the natural, anything that has caught you is going to take you. Some of you become like your, God forbid, you become, Nasota ede dalomo baba zambariandolo moshe parabasandole mekabaraba. I don't want to say it in Jesus' name. I'll not say it. But the Holy Spirit will deliver you. And number seven, the sign of the Holy Spirit, that sign, the mark of the Holy Spirit, the sign that the Holy Spirit is there, okay, is that prophecies have started to be fulfilled in your life. And a very great prophecy, Joel, is that they will have dreams, they will prophesy, they will speak in tongues. And these prophecies are happening now. Your life has changed forever. I'm sending you forth to go and pray like never before. I need to see. When people see you, they say, I met a spiritual person. I met a what? A spiritual person. You know, many times I ask myself, what do I want from my Christians in the church? I realize I want them to be spiritual. Yeah. I was thinking to myself the other day, as a pastor, what do I want? As I realized that I want the people to grow and be spiritual Christians. Yes. And I'm sure you realize you are becoming more spiritual as you are staying in the church. Yes. Yeah. Becoming more spiritual. See things from that. That's what we are here for. Yeah. Spiritual. Very spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Music is spiritual. Prosperity is spiritual. Marriage is spiritual. Behavior. Desires. Yeah. So grow in the Spirit. Receive the word in the Spirit. Change in the Spirit. Move on in the Spirit. Become mighty in the Spirit. Yes. Let there be you must be a supernatural entity going somewhere to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy the greatness of God over your life. Whatever God has said concerning you shall surely come to pass. By the power of the Spirit that is in you, the mighty Holy Spirit. Lift your hand, everybody. Father, thank you for your mighty power that is in us, working through us. We love you. We thank you for the sign of the Holy Spirit. The sign of the Spirit, the presence of the Spirit on our lives. Thank you. Thank you for all the children here receiving the mighty Holy Spirit. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you that we are going with flames of fire on our heads. Thank you for this power and this blessing. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, pastor, pray with me. Raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you quickly. Let's say they invited you, but you are not a born again Christian. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Raise up your right hand like this. If you've raised your hand, come. If you've not raised your hand, don't come. But if you raise your hand, come. Come quickly. Come to me in the front here. And I'm going to pray with you.
To Jesus. Give him your life today.
Say this prayer with me. Lift your hands. Say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for my sins, for my wicked ways. Please wash away my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I give my heart, I give my life, I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. Say, Jesus, Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, lift your two hands and pray to God yourself. Tell God you are giving your life to him from today. Tell him, oh God, I'm giving my life to you from today. Forgive me for my sins. Tell God, pray. All of you in front here, pray. Tell Jesus, I'm giving my life to you today. I'm changing from today. I'm turning around from today. Kama shantola masatale babanda la baba. Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit that is walking in our midst, working in our midst. Pray to God, and all of you in front here, pray. Tell God, I'm giving myself to you, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus. From today, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. I want to give you one of my books here. Give them. And this is a blessing for you. Amen. This is a blessing for you. Today you have received Jesus as your Savior. And you are really blessed. Amen. Now, how many here have not received the Holy Spirit and don't speak in tongues yet? Raise your hand like this. You have not received the Holy Spirit, don't speak in tongues. Oh, lift your hand if you have not. In the congregation, everywhere. Beautiful. Now, today we are going to do something. When we close, we are going to have a special Holy Spirit service for you. Amen. As soon as we close. Okay. So all of you who are here, when we close, come to this section here. If you are holding the book. And all those who have not received the Holy Spirit also yet, raise your hand in the congregation. Raise your hand quickly. Let me see your hands. Usually pray for you. I wish I could give you one of these books also so that you know that you are supposed to come. Do you want one of my books? Yes, come. Come and take this book. So after church, all those holding the book, you must come with me. You must come for this meeting. Yes. Just come. If you lift it, you don't have the Holy Spirit. Hey, Charlie, how many are going to stay without Holy Ghost? Charlie, serious. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in tongues. Come. Now that's what we are looking for. The Holy Spirit, the sign of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have Holy Spirit there, Charlie, you can't stay in Christ, in God. Come. In fact, should they come to this side rather? All of you who have come to the front,
You don't have the Holy Spirit. Come, come and take one of my books, please. Come. So I need you to have it. Key facts. Is it Holy Spirit in it? Huh? Holy Spirit is in it. Yes, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in it. Yes. Oh, yes. Come, come and let's pray. Come, come, all of you, come. Come. You don't have the Holy Spirit. Don't speak in tongues. Come. Come and take one of these books so that you can have this book. Come. Have this book. You go back to your seat just now, but just come and then take the book so that you know those holding the book are coming for my special Holy Ghost service after we close. Amen. We are going to pray for all of you after church for just a short service. Lift your hands with your books now, all of you. Two hands with your books. Father, fill everybody here with the Holy Spirit in a mighty and a special way. I thank you for what you have done, and I thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for blessing us with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. To where? I want to take them now. After. So, all right, so when we close, all of you with this book, come to this side. Over on this side, raise your hand. Yes, just sit here when we close. Okay, God bless you. You may go back to your seats. You may be seated. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God. Oh yeah, it will sustain you, it will make you whole and give you life. When I see the blood, oh,
yeah. Hallelujah,
I will pass over you.
Amen. Have you got your bread? Now, the bread of God. This is the bread which came down from heaven. This is what? The bread which came down from heaven, which if a man eat, he shall live and not die. Amen. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. So, life is coming into you. Did you hear me? Are you receiving life? Now, I want to give you one secret about life. How many have watched a film and somebody fell down in the film and everybody was wondering whether he's dead? What was the thing that you were looking for to see that he's alive? Movement. As we receive this communion, whatever movement is necessary in your life, maybe movement from here to here, from here to here, in this area to this area, this point to this point, is going to come into your life in a special way. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you as we receive the body of Jesus Christ. Let life enter into every person here today. Power. Power. Wherever you need to move to, and whatever movement needs to come into your life, by the life-giving bread, receive life. The body of Jesus Christ.
Now the blood, I hear the word neutralize. Let every poison in you be neutralized by the blood. Let every mistake be canceled. Let every sin of your mouth and my mouth and all our mouths be washed away by this. Every word we have spoken that we shouldn't have spoken, let it be cleansed by the blood. Receive life. And let every curse of your life be neutralized by the power of God in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hand and receive your blessing. You may be challenged, but you will not be defeated. You may be opposed, but you will still go forward. You may be insulted, but God will glorify you. You may step into mud, but Jesus is cleansing you now from that mud. You may step into a hole and a trap, but I declare by the power of the blood of the Lamb, you are delivered from anything that has tied you down. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Whatever is holding your right leg from moving ahead, moving from old problems and old issues, I cut it off today in the name of Jesus. I see a mighty pair of scissors cutting all strings. Somebody here, you are afraid to take certain steps because if you take the steps, something is going to follow you. I cut it now in Jesus' name. All strings of shame, of disgrace, yes, of sin, yes, I cut them off from your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll never be ashamed again till you die. Anyone who tries to shame you will experience a rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever shamefulness about you exists and records exist against you, let them be neutralized and wiped out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive deliverance.
I receive it.
Receive strength.
I receive.
Receive power.
I receive.
Receive the spirit of might.
I receive it.
Let your enemies become like smoke in the air. And let them be blown away. Let your enemies become like the chaff of the wind. The Lord contend with those that contend against you.
Yes, Lord.
And grant you victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. From today,
yes,
people will say about you, you are blessed.
I receive it.
From today,
yes,
no one will feel sorry for you again in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
Whatever makes somebody feel sad when they see you and feel pity, I declare that thing is plucked out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Any aspect of your life which is pitiful and creates a sorry feeling, in Jesus' name, I neutralize it. It will never work on you anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. Your dry season is over. Your dry season is over.
I receive it.
Your dry season is over.
I receive.
Receive the rain of the Spirit.
Receive it.
The rain of blessing. The rain of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Lift your hand and thank God for the blessing of God upon your life. Masato la rama shondo la makabalaba. Mariondo la moshata la baba. Hey, Manto, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.